The Bridie Report.
G'day, Carmen. Well, it's been an amazing day here in the UK for one person who won the Euro Millions. Can you believe it? They have come forward. We found out in the morning's breakfast news that someone had that lucky ticket. Normally it can take a week, several weeks. People wait for the publicity to die down and they just come forward anonymously. Well, this person has come forward today. We don't know which part of Britain. They've claimed their winnings, $230 million Australian, the sterling equivalent. $230 million Australian. You had to match seven numbers to do it. They did it, and what a way to start a new year. Absolutely incredible. Good luck to her or him, wherever they may be. It has been a very difficult day for the family of a Romanian security guard. This was a guy who, would you believe it, only did the shift on New Year's Eve because his Romanian mate couldn't do it, so he was doing his mate a favour, and he ended up confronting a group of guys trying to gatecrash a party, basically, on Park Lane, which is a very swish part of central London. Tudor Siminiov, a security guy in his 30s. He'd only been in the UK a few weeks, and as I say, he was only working New Year's Eve to help his mate out who couldn't do the shift, and he's ended up being stabbed to death. Absolutely appalling. Murder investigation underway. Police have a suspect they're speaking to in his mid-20s. Now, on the sports side of things, Chelsea have splashed the cash today, spending $116 million on an American international who's currently playing his soccer in Germany in the Bundesliga. Christian Pulisic is his name. He's in his early 20s. He's an extremely talented guy. He used to live in England when he was a kid. He used to live up the road from me in Oxfordshire when he was 10, 11 years of age, and fell in love with English soccer back then, has always wanted to play in the Premier League, and now he will get his chance with Chelsea. Transfer fee of $116 million approximately, and get this, he will spend the rest of this season on loan at Borussia Dortmund, where he currently is. So his parent club get to sell him, but they get to keep him for the end of the season. So he'll be there another 5 months, 2019 to 2020 onwards. 5-year deal with Chelsea, an American winger coming over to join the Premier League. Good luck to him.